And now our champion, Naomi Osaka.
The 20-year-old from Japan claimed her first Grand Slam title at the US Open last weekend by beating her idol Serena Williams. Osaka managed to keep her nerve in front of 20,000 partisans in the Arthur Ashe Stadium and win the match 6-2, 6-4. The victory deprived 36-year-old Williams of a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam singles title. After upstaging her heroine, Osaka also did the same to the master of ceremonies, Tom Rinaldi.
Naomi, after the semifinal win, you said you had a dream. And the dream was one day from when you used to sit up in the upper bowl here and watch Grand Slam tennis, that you would have a chance to play in a finals match and perhaps even against Serena Williams. How does the reality compare with the dream?
I'm gonna sort of differ from your question. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I know that everyone was cheering for her, and I'm sorry it had to end like this.
With Osaka so downbeat and apologetic, Rinaldi certainly had to earn his corn.
The first Japanese player, male or female, from your country in history to win a Grand Slam final. I know it just happened, Naomi, and it's still sinking in, but what does it mean to you?
It was always my dream to play Serena in the US Open Finals. So I'm really glad that I was able to do that, and I'm really grateful I was able to play with you. Thank you.
Clearly overwhelmed by what was happening, Osaka did seem rather stunned. She even smiled grudgingly. An hour or so later, during her post-match press conference, Osaka explained why she was so somber.
Okay, because I know that this, like, she really wants to have the 24th Grand Slam, right? Everyone knows this. It's on the commercials. It's everywhere. And, like, when I step onto the court, I feel like a different person, right? I'm not a Serena fan. I'm just a tennis player playing another tennis player. But then when I hugged her at the net... Sorry. Anyways, when I hugged her at the net, I felt like a little kid again, so... Sorry.
This is heroine worship of a rare intensity, and it's quite wonderful to see. Back in 2001, a 19-year-old Roger Federer wept after beating his idol Pete Sampras in the fourth round at Wimbledon. Federer still talks of the win as one of the most important of his career. While Sampras simply shook hands with Federer, Williams was much more touchy-feely with Osaka, who admitted she was unsure about how to celebrate.
Well, I was just thinking, I don't know, like, to have a huge reaction isn't really me in the first place. And it just still didn't really feel that real. So for me, it just felt like a normal match, just walking up to the net. But it's Serena that's on the other side, and she hugged me, and it was really awesome.
After Osaka got her hugs from Serena, the American received a €17,000 fine for her angry exchanges with the umpire Carlos Ramos. First, he accused her of getting coaching from her support box, and he docked her a point. He then took away another point when she smashed her racket in the second set. Trailing 3-4 in the second set, Williams called Ramos a thief for taking away the point over coaching. That third violation led to him giving Osaka an extra game. Suddenly, Williams was down 3-5. She held her service to trail 4-5. Osaka then served out to claim her place in history and a cheque for just over €3 million. Williams hailed Osaka for keeping calm. However, the former world number one was rather more strident about the inconsistency of the officiating at the tournament. During the first week, the French player Alize Cornet was handed a warning for briefly taking off her top on court.
I can't sit here and say I wouldn't say he's a thief because I thought he took a game from me, but I've seen other men call other umpires several things, and I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. And for me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind. But I'm going to continue to fight for women and to fight for us to have equal. Like, Courtney should be able to take her shirt off without getting a fine. Like, this is outrageous, you know? And I just feel like the fact that I have to go through this is just an example for the next person that has emotions and that want to express themselves and they want to be a strong woman. And they're going to be allowed to do that because of today. Maybe it didn't work out for me, but it's going to work out for the next person.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
While Serena Williams goes into campaign mode, Novak Djokovic notched up his 14th major title with a straight sets win over Juan Martin Del Potro. Back in July, Djokovic won Wimbledon for the fourth time. The 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 triumph over Del Potro was his third US Open singles title. 31-year-old Djokovic sits third equal with Pete Sampras on the all-time winners list.
I'm a student of the sport, of course, as everybody else, and I respect and history and everyone that has paved the path for me and for all of us to be doing what we're doing and to be part of this wonderful sport. Pete Sampras is one of the biggest legends ever to play the game, and was my childhood idol. You know, he was someone I was looking up to, and the first actually thing I saw related to tennis on the TV was his first or second Wimbledon championship, and that inspired me to start playing tennis. So there is a lot of significance of, you know, me being now, you know, shoulder to shoulder in terms of Grand Slam wins with him. I mean, it's truly incredible when you think about it. You know, I watched him win one of his first Wimbledon championships, and I grew up, you know, playing and thinking that one day I'll be able to do what he does, and to be actually be here, it's a dream come true.
The only men in front of Djokovic on that list of all-time greats are Rafael Nadal with 17 Grand Slam titles and Roger Federer, who boasts 20. Will he catch them? Who knows? But one thing is for certain, he's with them in a select group of 8 men who have won titles at all the Grand Slam venues in Melbourne, Paris, London and New York.
Well, I was talking about this before, that maybe 10 years ago, I would say I'm not so really happy to be part of this era with Nadal and Federer. But actually today I am. I really am, because I feel like these guys and rivalries with these guys, matches with Federer and Nadal, have made me the player I am and have shaped me into the player I am today. So I really have, you know, utmost respect for what they, you know, what they have achieved on the court, but also the champions, the role models they are off the court. So I think we have pushed each other to the limit every time we get to play each other, and that's, you know, for me was always an ultimate challenge to play Nadal or Federer anywhere. And I think you know, I had to figure out early in my career, when I was losing most of the big matches on the Grand Slams against them, you know, what it takes for me to actually, you know, kind of improve and develop my game to be able to challenge them, you know, to be able to start winning against them and when it matters the most. So I think that was the one of the most important, so to say, moments and periods of my life, of my tennis career, of my development, and and I owe it to them.
Ah, Novak Djokovic, generous to a double fault. As a former world number one, the Serbs used to be in a target. However, Naomi Osaka, who's risen to a career-high number 7 after her victory in New York, will have to deal with her new status as a Grand Slam champion. It will be fascinating to see how she copes with that. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Preacher man.
don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
Easy.